Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
Still have so much great support from the other mechanic workshops in the area, and our suppliers have been just amazing.
Today I'm speaking with Julian, a strong, independent woman who decided to purchase and run an automotive workshop whilst her daughter was studying her mechanical apprenticeship.
Hi, I'm Julian. I own and operate Braeside Automotive in Braeside, Victoria.
So Julian, how did your career in automotive begin?
I bought an automotive workshop.
And how did that come about?
Husband and myself split up. He eventually got round to selling half the house, and I decided I'd actually put the money into a bricks and mortar business rather than continuing on with online marketing, search engine optimization and web design. And my daughter is an apprentice and was doing her apprenticeship elsewhere at the time, and was kind of watching the way he was running the business and thought I could do a better job and not rip people off.
Wow. So was it because of your daughter's interest in mechanics that you got into the industry?
It was. At the time when she was first started her apprenticeship, she was still on an L, so there was a lot of me sitting in the car driving down and back, and getting down there at 5 o'clock to pick her up and her not finishing until 7:30 meant I was sitting in the workshop in the coffee area and just watching and just seeing just how things were handled and things were run. And there were a few things that he did that, you know, for example, one of the mechanics accidentally put a front exhaust through the radiator and was billing the mechanic for the replacement of the radiator. And it just happened to be my daughter's first car that she was getting ready to sell and was getting it roadworthy. And I just kind of said to the boss, so just curious, but if that wasn't, you know, the apprentice's mum you're talking to, what would you have done? And he quite clearly said, oh, I would have charged the customer, would have told them that there was a leak and it needed to be replaced. And I was like, oh, right. And so, yeah, had this money and thought I'll start looking into businesses, and wasn't specific. Like, I didn't particularly want a takeaway shop or anything like that. My background is online marketing and web design, so I thought, oh, maybe a printer. But this came up and it was like, yeah, this just felt so right. And I've had a ball. It's been absolutely brilliant.
How long have you had the business for?
It'll be 2 years on 6th of December this year. So really new.
Wow, congratulations. That's amazing. How's your daughter going in her apprenticeship?
Really good. Making her way through second year at present. And, coming along in leaps and bounds, which is great.
Do you have any other apprentices in the workshop?
No, we're fairly small. We have 3 hoists, so I have a full-time mechanic and an apprentice at the moment. And that's not me. But I do hold the torch a lot and get in and have a look and learn and help where needed. Yeah, getting involved in what the mechanics are doing under the cars and on the cars means that I get a better understanding, so I can explain it better to my customers. I find that that is the hardest bit, is going, well, this needs to be done. But then when you explain it in mechanical terms, they don't necessarily get it. So explaining it in really normal terms and actually showing parts makes a huge difference, and that's where I sort of get in and go, okay, why are we doing this? What does it do? Explain it to me. How does it work? So I'm kind of doing an apprenticeship, but not really.
Wow, Julian, it's just so impressive because there's so many women out there who are too scared to check their oil or change their own tire, yet you've taken on a whole automotive business.
It was a bit daunting to begin with, but we've had, when we first started, we still have so much great support from the other mechanic workshops in the area, and our suppliers have been just amazing. There's been none of this, no, they're, you know, ooh, you know, another mechanic, get away, you're a threat. Most of the mechanics in the area, it's like there's enough cars on the road to go around. Go for it, it's great. And, yeah, I suppose probably the first 6 months, I spent a lot of time on the phone to other mechanics just to find out, you know, where you get certain things from and what's the best way of handling a situation and stuff, and they were just wonderful.
So did you know where to order your parts from, like Bursons when you first started, or AutoData where you can check all your diagnostic information? Did you have access or know about those sorts of resources?
No, look, I knew that VACC was definitely a strong one to follow and get on board with because of the simple fact that they do have a lot of information. I didn't know quite how much information, nor that every car is different. So, yeah, I love my AutoData. And Bursons is just excellent, and Capricorn. But no, prior to that, no, I could check my own oil and change my tyres when they went flat. That was it, because that was something that, you know, before I got handed my keys in my brand new car when I turned 18, my dad made me change all four tyres on my car just to know that I could do it and that I'd be safe. And following up on that, we now run car care, well, car maintenance workshops where we teach mainly women, but we also prioritise, you know, P-platers and learners how to look after their car, like how to check their oils and fluids, how to top things up, how to change flat tyres, change your light globes, just little bits and pieces, and doing it in such a way as in they actually get hands-on and they do it on their own cars. They bring their cars here, work on their own car, so they get to learn where everything is on their own car rather than going, well, on a car, it'll be round about here. So they get to work on their own car.
I saw those classes listed as Check Your Engine on your website. How often do they run?
Once a month, usually at the end of the month. We actually have one tomorrow, and the apprentice runs those.
That would be a great opportunity for an apprentice.
Well, it's good for her because, I mean, it means that she's working on lots of different cars and she's explaining it to everyone. And she's got more knowledge than I do, so that helps. And it boosts her confidence in people skills as well, which I think is important as part of an apprentice's training.
Especially mechanics, because it can be quite a customer-facing role, can't it?
Oh, it really is. I mean, it's, you know, most of my customers I know by name and by face and by car, but not car first, if that makes sense. You need to form a bond with the customer as well, not just with their car.
And that customer relationship is so important. How did you go building up a customer base from scratch? So going out on your own, starting your own business, how did you find all your customers?
We found that initially starting up, we were lucky there were still quite a few of the, well, not a huge amount, but there were still some of the previous owners' customers coming in. And we did a huge Facebook thing, did flyer drops, got onto the local paper, and that made a huge difference because that just rolled it from an article in the local paper around here to 3AW, did a phone interview, then Fox FM got a hold of us and did a quick interview. And then we had a current affair, Joe Hall came out, and that was a lot of fun, and that boosted us quite a lot. So, I mean, if other females are doing it and wanting to start up their own mechanics workshop, yeah, let people know in the area that, you know, you're doing it. Speak to the local pay. Apparently all the other news companies get on board and follow it. So, yeah, it was, huge. A lot of fun.
You're so active on social media as well. Has that helped you become successful?
I think it has definitely played a part. A lot of our customers are very sharing in the fact that they like us and we've got some really good reviews and stuff, and that makes a big difference. And mechanics is something like, you know, finding a good doctor, it's word of mouth, and social media is so word of mouth without actually speaking to people, if that makes sense. So I think if you're going to start up a business as a female and market to women, because predominantly Facebook and Instagram especially are both mainly female based, and so it does aim at your right target market.
Have you had any role models or inspiration from anyone along the way?
Definitely my daughter, because she was the one who went, yeah, I want to be a mechanic. And I went, why? And she went, because I like cars. And now that I'm actually doing it, I do actually understand. So, yeah, Genevieve.
And how can listeners find out more about your business?
Well, we have a website, which is braysideautomotive.com.au, which is in the process of being revamped because there's so much more information that needs to go onto it. And Facebook, Braeside Automotive, and Instagram, and also Google My Business. So if you Google it, Braeside Automotive, we pretty much come up. Or you can just phone us on 9587 9619. Just pop in for a visit. We're right behind Middies on Boundary Road in Braeside.
And Gillian, would you like to see more women in the industry?
Most definitely. I think there is a definite need for it. I find that a lot of women are more comfortable talking to a woman. We've had no hiccups with most men. I think we've only had one really that kind of walked straight past me, and that was only after we just started. And at the time we had a male mechanic and walked straight past me to, "Hey, boss." And it's like, "Yeah, me. Hi, I'm Gillian, I'm the boss. That's my mechanic." "Oh, okay." But in most cases, I've had not a lot of hiccups at all, which has been just really good. I must be one of the lucky ones. I read some of them and think, "Oh, that's not nice." But yeah, no, we've been fairly fortunate that there hasn't been a lot of sexism for us, which is good. Once you actually put feelers out, there are so many females in trades, and it's just so good to celebrate that. Like, I follow so many lady tradies and female mechanics and stuff, and it's good. Everybody's really supportive of each other.
What do you think are good strategies to get more women into the automotive industry?
School, definitely, and we're hoping to expand our Check Your Engine workshops into high school so that we can get it out there that, you know, girls can do this. It's just, we're still getting our feet and getting grounded, sort of thing. But yeah, that's something that we want to do shortly, so that, you know, introduce Genevieve, who's a female apprentice, into the school base, and to show other girls at the school that, you know, she can do it. I mean, back when I was growing up, you know, Neighbours, we had Kylie Minogue, who was a female mechanic. And at that time, there were a lot of other girls that went into becoming a mechanic because of her. Well, we don't have that now. And getting the careers teachers at school actually going, you don't have to stick to female-oriented jobs.
Do you have any tips or advice for someone wanting to get into the automotive industry and perhaps begin an apprenticeship?
Definitely. Do your pre-apprenticeship first. That definitely helps. And it sort of gets you in on the cars a little bit as well, so you get to know a bit. And then there are so many groups out there, like BACC does apprenticeships and they're really good. MEDT is who Genevieve does her apprenticeship through, and they're very good and supportive. And not all of them are, you don't have to go to TAFE once you start your apprenticeship. You can choose to do blocks at TAFE and then come back and continue working. Or you can do it all in-house, where the trainer actually comes out to you and goes through things, and you have packs you have to sign off on, you have to show that you've done the work, and there's a ton of paperwork and stuff that the classwork basically that they've got to get through.
Well, Gillian, thank you so much for coming on the show today. How can listeners get in touch with you?
Thank you for listening to my story. If you have any questions or would like to know more about what I do and how you can get into the trade, you can contact me through the website, tradeswomenaustralia.com.au, or via our Facebook page, which is at Braeside Automotive, or you can just call us, which is 9587 9619. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Today's show is brought to you by the Federal Department of Education and Training, Real Skills for Real Careers. To find out more about apprenticeship pathways, you can visit www.myskills.gov.au or the Tradeswomen Australia website. If you've enjoyed listening, please leave us a 5-star rating. Until next time, catch you later.